Hi, this is Anna Popovic and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, so stay tuned and turn it up!
It's an emergency situation. It's an emergency situation. It's an emergency situation. Man, I got to change my occupation. Well, the club just ain't paying. Festival's hurting too. The only solid gig, man, is on the blues cruise. It's an emergency situation. It's an emergency situation. It's an emergency situation. Man, I got to change my occupation. Well, I think I sell my amplifier, microphone too. Can't seem to find nobody want to hear the lonesome blues. It's an emergency situation. It's an emergency situation. It's an emergency situation. Man, I can't meet my obligations. It's an emergency situation. It's an emergency situation. It's an emergency situation. Man, I can't meet my occupation.
Thank you.
it's an emergency situation. It's an emergency, man, you know this is an emergency. I got to change my occupation. Can't even meet my obligations, Lord. You know, right here in Cali, man, all across me, can't find no blues lover. I think I can get a whole lot of my amplifier. Many times it's been around the world. Microphone's still looking good though. I might have one more shot. I ain't lying.
How he stole the catchphrase of another great harmonica player, Charlie Musselwhite. I ain't lying. That's Rod Piazza, together with the band The Mighty Flyers, opening up with The Raven and the Blues this week. That's the title track of his new album called Emergency Situation. I'm a sucker for diatonic harmonicas, and there's a good example of one being played. Actually, he has a signature harmonica you can buy. And not play as well as that, mind you, but it's a great album. Title track, long number to start with as well. Welcome to the programme. My name is Dave Raven. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, it's good to have you here for 1 hour of the best in blues, mostly new, a couple of bits of old stuff, reissues and things like that. Let's leave the States and the West Coast and come back to the UK in a band who've done awfully well this last 5 or 6 weeks on the Blues Broadcasters Association playlists, and that's the excellent band Blacktop Deluxe. Their album is Turn Up, Be Nice, Play Loud, Play Hard, Shotgun Calling Blues.
Running, babe, better take that shotgun from the wall. If you see me running, girl, better take that shotgun off the wall. And if you hear me wailing, you know the blues is gonna call. If you hear me wailing, girl, you know the blues is gonna call. We've been walking with the fire, playing on a razor's edge. Yeah, walking with the fire, girl, running down a razor's edge. Time has come to realize our love has burnt this bridge. Time has come to realize, you know our love has burnt this bridge. We'll be right back.
I was thinking there about the American influence, even though they're a British band. Blacktop Deluxe. Blacktop, of course, is the expression for a tarmac road in the States, but here in the UK we call it tarmac. And also talking about taking the shotgun off the wall. Again, very American influence, but good UK rock blues with Blacktop Deluxe. Turn Up, Be Nice, Play Hard is the album. Just been released and they heard Shotgun Call In Blues. Staying with the new releases, Limited Edition is the name of the album, and it is, in terms of the vinyl, I think it's 200 copies of vinyl, that's all. The rest of it then will be available as a CD and eventually as a download and MP3. The band are the band of great names in the UK blues industry. That's the Boom Band, and here they are with Under the Skin.
Talk about it, 'cause I can't stand the thought of losing you.
Mentioned before, it's a group of guys, each with bands in their own right, four great vocalists, three great guitarists, one great keyboard player, etc., coming together in an occasional format. Sometimes you get part of a boom band, sometimes and rarely you'll get the whole boom band, but nevertheless, Paddy Milner on keys, Marcus Bonfanti, John Amore and Matt Taylor on guitars, and that's their limited edition album, The Boom Band, and now you heard Under the Skin. I've mentioned in the past before that I spent 6 months as the road manager, no, not the road manager, the assistant road manager for the band called The Steam Steam Packet, which was an amazing band put together by Giorgio Gomelsky, and it was Long John Baldry and Julie Driscoll and Rod Stewart and the Brian Auger and the Trinity. And amazingly, when I think about it now, we got Brian's Hammond organ, his B3 organ in two parts, including the foot pedal, all the rest of the gear, the PA, the whole bit. There was no back lines in those days. You carried everything yourself. And the three members of the Trinity with Brian Auger, Julie Driscoll, Rod Stewart, myself and John Baldry. The pecking order was, I was the assistant roadie, so I was way at the back, sitting on top of the 4x12 speaker cabinets, again with the junior member of the band, called Rod Stewart. Sitting at the front on the bench seat of the Bedford was B, the driver, and the chief roadie, and then Julie Driscoll sat in the middle, and John Baldry, as befits his height, sat, and the most important member of the band, sat in the passenger side. And we just travelled up, long before motorways, up and down the UK for 6 months. It was an amazing time and some fabulous memories. This was also the time when the American Folk and Blues Society were bringing bands across from the States to appear in the UK. Places like the Fairfield Hall, which celebrated its 50th anniversary last week. And one of those artists who came across, who Long John Baldry saw and eventually worked with, was Jimmy Witherspoon. Let's bring Jimmy Witherspoon in right now to do the introductions.
Long John Baldry, where are you? Come on up here. I met John in London 30 years ago. He recorded this tune. I'm going to ask him to join me, and we're going to try to do it. Okay? Blues and C? Huh? Come on. 1, 2, 3, 4. Cheaper, prices get steeper. Found myself a woman, just couldn't keep her. Time getting tougher than tough. Things are getting rougher than rough. I make a lot of money, I just keep spending the stuff. Pork chops on the market, asked the butcher for a pound. Couldn't buy a pork chop, laid my money down. Time's getting tougher than tough. Things getting rougher than rough. I made a lot of money, I just keep spinning the stove. Ah!
life's too much to die. Times get tougher than tough. Things are getting rougher than rough. I make a lot of money, I just keep spending the stuff. I wanted a pork chop, asked the butcher for a pound. I couldn't buy that pork chop, so I laid my money down.
Jebby Witherspoon, together with Long John Ballroom, a track taken from the recent release called The Best of the Stony Plainiers with Long John Baldry. And there you heard Times Are Getting Tougher Than Tough. That was recorded in 1997. And within less than a year, I think, of recording that, Jimmy Witherspoon had died himself. And John, of course, died in Canada, I guess, about 10 years ago now, roughly. He wasn't at all an old age at that stage. John Baldry, fond memories for me of travelling with a van and one of our great British blues guys. And there's some activity which is going on this year to try to remember all of those and the ones that have gone and also the ones who are still with us, but some of the great blues singers and shouters from the UK, people like Eric Burdon, Frankie Miller, John Baldry, and that's being put together, I think, by Matt Taylor, I think, of the Boom Band who we featured earlier on. Okay, complete change now, and somebody who's going to be our guest next week, looking forward to that. She came about 2 years ago now with Ian Jennings on upright bass. This time she's coming on her own as part two of her UK tour. Lisa Mills, I'm talking about here, is her new album, I'm Changing, and something which is fairly opposite to the weather we've had this week in the UK, rain in the summertime.
To write you the song, just to let you know how I feel. You're like rain in the summertime. You're like flowers. You're like flowers in the field. I don't know where it's coming from or where it's going to. I once had was you. I want you. I usually don't remember the words that I write. Since you came my way, everything's okay. Everything's okay. feel so right.
I think that's just Lisa and Lisa on guitar, nothing else. I was listening carefully there, and that's what you'll get next week when she comes in to do a session on the boat. Looking forward to that. Lisa Mills, Rain in the Summertime, from her forthcoming album called I'm Changing. Okay, from Mobile, Alabama, Lisa Mills, let's stay in the States, and Lucky Peterson. Now, Lucky's been around the business for quite a few years, and therefore, when you have been playing for like 40, 50 years in the States, therefore, you will have played with Otis Rush and B.B. King and the list of all the greats and the goods, and Lucky Peterson has. He's got a new album which came out towards the end of last month called The Son of a Blues Man, and here he is with Funky Broadway.
Man, got me way out here in New York. No, I'm from California. I don't know where I'm at. They better have some fun. Hello? Hey, what's going on, baby? Yeah, it's great eyes, man. Country boy, what's going down? Sam, I'm trying to find Lucky and Tam. Have you seen them? Well, look here, man. I just used my GPS, and that thing keeps talking about rerouting. Man, I'm down here on Broadway and Sycamore. Sycamore, can you come get me?
Every time I go in,
man, you know I'm trying to find the trough down here.
There's a street now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the trough. I heard it's pretty nice.
Hey. Street now, baby.
You don't know what that's at?
Funky, funky, Broadway.
Okay, then what about a very fancy club?
Down on Broadway, baby.
Governor's Inn. You know what Governor's Inn?
There's a nightclub.
Okay, well, tell me about Mike's Inn.
It's the name of the nightclub, y'all.
Well, what do you know, man?
Funky, funky, funky Broadway.
I'll tell you what, you got to know about this place.
Shake your head now, baby.
I'm trying to shake it at the Golden Nugget, man, up here in New York, man.
Do the dandelion.
Oh, man, I love Broadway.
You down all now,
you know, we got a Broadway and Perry Frank.
You down now, now, baby.
And whenever I'm there, I like to hit the New Morning.
Funky, funky Broadway.
Lord Jesus,
funky,
don't forget
funky,
about
funky.
Dallas, Texas, you know what I'm talking about?
Tucker's Blues.
That on Broadway,
Chi-Town,
there's a nightclub.
Up there in Chi-Town, man, they got this place called Roses.
Name of the nightclub.
And Roses down there in Chi-Town, man. You check that out when you get there.
Funky, funky Broadway.
And then you got Sacktown, man, a touch of class.
Shake your head now.
The Northern Cali people, they know how to do the blues, you know.
Come on, shake it.
Down there in Los Angeles, they like the blues, you know.
Come on, come on.
I went down there to Fifth Ward, they had a Broadway, it was happening.
Do the funky Broadway, yeah.
Man, I ain't going over there to Shreveport, you know what I'm talking about?
Shake it.
I left there and slid
you below. You don't know.
Every Broadway. To have dinner and then upstairs for breakfast. From New York to Maine, from Spokane
what?
To Idaho, we gon' do it again. On Broadway. Look at Pete.
Very different take on a standard which I guess you recognise deep down. Lucky Peterson, Son of the Blues Man is the album, just being released on Funky Broadway. I know many people who have got amazing amounts of recall, able to quote speeches from Shakespeare, do the Jabberwocky in German, all that kind of stuff, and I'm in awe of them. I tend to retain all kind of rubbish stuff, really. So the one thing I do know is that Funky Broadway, a hit for Wilson Pickett 47 years ago, was the very first time the word funky appeared in a chart record. And it was the beginning, really, of the funk movement 47 years ago with Funky Broadway. And he didn't even write it. It was written by somebody else whose name I've forgotten. You see, I should have a total recall, but I don't. And it has nothing to do with Broadway in New York. It's Broadway somewhere else. I know it's not good enough. If you really want to find out, I suppose you could Google it or something, which I should have done, I know. Nevertheless, Lucky Peterson, Funky Broadway, and the Son of a Blues Man. Okay, let's stay with stay in the States, shall we? Kirsten Teen is next. Her album Delicious from some 4 years ago. It's been reissued, and I'm not quite sure why, but it has, which is good news. Here she is with Wild Women Don't Have the Blues.
Hear these women talking crap about their men, about their trifling husbands and their no good friends. These poor women sit around all day and moan, wondering why their wandering papas don't come home. But wild women don't worry, wild women don't have the blues. Now if you got a man, don't ever be on the square, 'cause if you are, he'll have a woman everywhere. I never was known to treat no woman right. I keep working hard for me both day and night. 'Cause wild women don't worry, wild women don't have the blues. I said, oh, wild women don't worry. disposition, a way of my own. My man starts kicking, I make him find another home. Get full of good liquor, walk the streets all night. Go home and kick my man out if it don't act right. Cause wild women don't worry, wild women don't have the blues. No. Now, you never get nothing by being an angel child. You better change your ways, go on and get real wild. I'm gonna tell you something, wouldn't tell you no lie. Wild women are the only kind to really get by. Hey, cause wild women don't worry, wild women don't have the blues.
Here come the cougars.
kind of worked. Kirsten Teen from Delicious from 4 years ago, and Wild Women Don't Have the Blues. And then linking into that, Lol Goodman from his brand new album Tautology, and Here Come the Cougars. Not as in large cats, but other kinds of cougars, I guess. Okay, Elvin Bishop has gone back to Alligator Records. He spent, I think, 10-15 years with them, then left at the label, and then came back again for this new album. Alligator Records, Bruce Iglauer celebrated his birthday this week. He was 67 years old, and responsible for so much fine blues since 1971. And Elvin Bishop's new album is rather fine. It's called Can't Even Do Wrong Right, and I thought we'd use that track as the first one we play from it. Can't Even Do Wrong Right.
Thank you.
Well, seeing as it was Bruce's birthday this week, Bruce Iglauer, boss of Villa Alligator Records, therefore we'd play two Alligator tracks side by side, both brand new releases, both rather fine. Selwyn Birchwood, you heard there from the album of the same name, Don't Call No Ambulance, played the title track of that. And then before him, you heard Elvin Bishop and title track of his album, Can't Even Do Wrong Right, again, both released on Alligator Records in this last couple of weeks or thereabouts and available now. And the link for Alligator to celebrate, I think, Bruce's birthday more than anything else, but just Alligator Records, there is a sampler, a 17-track sampler, some new tracks, some not so new, but they're all fabulous. And the link for that is on the Raven and the Blues website, but if you search around, you should find it. But if you can't, go to the Raven and the Blues website, click on the Alligator Records sampler from last week's show, and you'll take you straight to the free download. Okay, back to the UK now, and a couple of UK artists. Howlin' Smurf is a regular in the sense he releases little tracks to us all every 3 or 4 weeks, which are going to go together to the Human Zoo album, which eventually will see the light of day, I guess. But by then, everyone of the DJs in the UK would have played every track from it. Quite clever, really. Anyway, Howlin' Smurf from the Human Zoo album from later on this year, when eventually it gets released. Here he is with Meat Puppets.
Thank you.
There's a lot of Bo Diddley in there, isn't there? Definitely. And it also shades of something else, which kind of, it's like sort of you have a having a meal of something and you can recognise the flavours, but not quite sure where they're from. Howlin' Smurf, anyway. Human Zoo, the forthcoming album, and that you heard Meat Puppets. One band that's been getting rave reviews here in the UK are Red Butler. They had an EP out about 6 months ago, a bit longer perhaps, and we played many tracks from that. They now have the full album out, all 10 tracks, and it's really fabulous. And I sort of went through the whole album and said, which one do I start to give you as an indication? And the one which struck a chord with me, not unsurprisingly, is track two on the album, and it's called Pension Blues. So here we go, the really fine Red Butler, Freedom Bound, the album, and Pension Blues. Spoke over her final lyrics there. Jane Chloe Pierce on vocals, the band Red Butler, the brand new album Freedom Bound and Pension Blues. And that's it for the Raven and the Blues this week. I do hope you've enjoyed the music I've chosen for you. If you haven't, let me know. Tell me the bits you didn't like, or tell me the bits you really did like. If you enjoyed the show, share it with other people too. The listenership of the programme has kind of stayed, well, kind of static in a sense, which is a pity, because we could keep on growing it. So share it out. It's, you know, pass the word along. The website is, as always, ravenblues.co.uk. Lisa Mills will be our live guest next week. Next weekend, I'm going to be at the Ealing Blues Festival, and the weekend after that, going to be in the Singe Blues Festival in Portugal. So it's a busy couple of weekends away. Email address dave@ravenblues.co.uk. And that's about it. Let's finish with Philip Sacy. His album is called Influence. And when I looked at the album, the first track which leapt out at me was track number 3, because it's one of my favourite numbers from Little Feat and from everybody else who's done it. So we'll close the show with it. Have a great 7 days. Let's put on our sailing shoes and head out. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.